Where now for RTE? Three more reports with more details and revelations about weak governance, including losing 3 years of records of an infamous barter account, 116 recommendations, and a commitment from the government minister responsible to decide how to pay for the national broadcaster before the summer. That minister is Media Minister Catherine Martin. She's in our Oireachtas studio. Catherine Martin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
All the reviews are in now. How is RTE going to be paid for now?
Well, I'd just like to welcome the reviews. I think the scale of the financial, organisational and indeed reputational issues facing RTE warranted such an in-depth root and branch examination, and there was clearly a need for detailed recommendations to set out a path ahead for RTE. And I think that's what we have with the 116 recommendations made by the expert advisory committees. And I'm confident that if these recommendations are implemented, that they will definitely improve the governance of RTE, both from an internal and external governance point of view, but also ensure that the culture of the organisation reflects what we are seeing in the staff every day in the real values of public service and broadcasting. So I'm glad, having met the chair and the DG yesterday, that they have agreed to accept the over 100 of the recommendations that refer to them, and that government has agreed to accept the recommendations that relate to us too.
How is RTE going to be paid for now?
Well, that's the decision that will be taken before the summer. I think what's in paramount importance is that we put in place a sustainable funding model for public service media. I suppose it's known that what I've said is that, given the impact of the controversy on the TV licence revenues, the Exchequer option is one that should be considered. There are various opinions at the Cabinet table, but we're absolutely united on taking this decision where consecutive governments have failed before the summer.
The tarnished and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin this lunchtime has repeated his view that it's, quote, not healthy for democracy if changes to RTE's funding model mean it has total dependency on the state. Are you personally still in favour of RTE being paid for directly by the government instead of a licence fee?
What I would point to is that the Exchequer already provides significant funding to public service media. So last year, more than half of spending on public service broadcasting was Exchequer, 148 million out of a total of 271. Indeed, TG Cahir are almost entirely Exchequer funded, 56 million last year, 57 this year. So I think Exchequer funding has been successfully introduced elsewhere, and I believe it can work here. And to be clear, I think all models, there's a risk of, a level of political involvement. So even the licence fee rate, as we have now, is something that is set by government. There are advantages and disadvantages to all models, but I believe that the Exchequer model is one that should be considered.
Has anyone at Cabinet or in government put to you the idea of reforming the TV licence, reducing it, and providing a top-up from the taxpayer? I mean, you said yesterday that that model, a hybrid model, could represent the worst of both worlds.
That is not something that any of the expert groups have brought to my attention.
No, but has anybody in Cabinet or Government brought it to you?
No, I've read about a hybrid model, but it's not something that has been brought to my attention by Cabinet colleagues. It's really two options that have been explored: the full Exchequer funding model, or indeed a revenue raising sort of household broadcasting charge.
Are you then still minded? Are you still minded, despite the clear opposition of those in Cabinet, to go for a revenue, to go for a government-funded model instead?
Well, look, I believe I'm not on my own on this. I think there are others there, but I'm not going to divulge any conversations I'm having about who's in favour of what.
But there are others in Cabinet who agree with you, yes?
I think there are others there that are of a similar opinion about the Exchequer option to be reconsidered. I know that my own party leader has Eamon Ryan has said that he will back my recommendation, given that I am the person who has been, I suppose, dealing with this for the last 3 years and has confidence in my recommendation. So I definitely think it's something that should be explored.
Whatever decision you make, you'll need to put it through the Oireachtas. How long is that going to take? Is it going to be done in the lifetime of this government?
Well, As I announced yesterday, I intend to bring forward legislative proposals to give effect to the recommendations from the review. So that would include the CNAG, to sign in that to the auditor as auditor of RTE. That would include strengthening the legislative provisions regarding the operation of the board of RTE and improve accountability of the Director General under legislation. But also, once we have the agreement on the future funding model before the summer recess, that would be included in that single piece of legislation too. So, of course, the legislation is necessarily complex, but I would aim to have the general scheme of the bill prepared for government by the autumn, with a view to introducing the bill to the Oireachtas at the earliest possible opportunity. Obviously, there's a tight timeline there,
but I intend
to push forward on this and seek the cooperation of all members of both houses to push forward on this. And I'm delighted. I am hearing on various interviews I've been listening to today. I am hearing some of the opposition saying they are willing to cooperate to fast track this.
What will that money be for? RTE has already committed, for example, to cutting 400 jobs. Will the funding be contingent on it being a smaller RTE?
We saw the strategic vision in November, and I'm hopeful that we will see the full strategy in the coming weeks too. Actually, it should land ahead of us making this decision, and having that funding model in place is absolutely essential to deliver the strategic vision. But just to remember too that this funding model isn't just only about RTE, it's about TG Cahir, it's about local radio, it's about local papers, it's about protecting public service media in all its forms, and that's what's crucial here, and that's why we must take this decision where other governments have failed.
In the short term, is a commitment to implement the recommendations of the reports published yesterday enough to release the next round of money to RTE, the next 20 million euro, or do you need to wait until they're actually implemented?
Well, there was 40 million agreed with Minister Donoghue, and what I said was the first tranche of that, the 20 million, can now be released. I will be engaging with Minister Donoghue in that due to their commitment to implement the recommendations. And the second tranche will be released when I see evidence of the implementation plan of seeing the recommendations being implemented. And I would expect that in the third quarter of this year.
The review of governance and culture is very critical of the board of RTE as weak, with big skills gaps and an immature approach to risk management. Now, the board is appointed by you and your predecessors. I know you filled those gaps since all the revelations last summer, but how much responsibility did you accept for a weak board?
Well, I think the review of governance and culture sets out the sequence of events that led to the gap in appointing members to the board, arising from four vacancies that are filled on the recommendation of the Joint Oireachtas Committee. It was the role of the committee in recommending the four members to the board of TG Cahir and RTE is very unique for Oireachtas committees. It was introduced in the Broadcasting Act of 2009, and the Expert Advisory Committee didn't say that role should change, but instead said it should focus on the need to improve the process for board appointments to ensure that RTE board is equipped with the appropriate skill sets and members have the appropriate experience. And I will work with the Joint Oireachtas Committee to ensure that any this is done appropriately in future.
The report found that the oversight of the broadcaster by you, your department, and the Oireachtas proved ineffective in preventing the issues that have arisen. Do you accept that?
I think the expert advisory group made a number of points regarding the external governance architecture of RTE, including its complexity, the fact that RTE was not audited by the CNAG, and the process of appointment for board members. And I think they noted that the external governance framework did not prevent the governance failures we witness. And I think what's really important now is that we take action. And I think the decision to remove actually the CNAG as auditor of RTE was made in 1990. And I've always signalled since this controversy emerged that I believe that is something that should change. And so I intend to reverse that through the legislation. And my department will review also whether RTE should be classified as non-commercial or commercial state body for governance purposes. And my department, of course, will also change its own approach to the governance of RTE by moving to a more risk-based approach. And this would mean focusing on the areas that have historically posed the highest risk in state bodies. And that's one of the recommendations that we'll certainly take on board.
The report also paints a dysfunctional relationship between the board and the executive at RTE. They didn't trust each other. Are you sure they do now?
I am very satisfied with the changes that have happened in since this controversy emerged almost a year ago now, and I see the board and the interim leadership team working very well together, and that's the way it will continue.
Have you met with any representative of the executive or the board since the publication of these reports?
I met with the DG and the chair since the publication of the reports to press on them the need to positively receive these and to take on board the implementation of them.
And what did they say to you?
They agreed to accept the recommendations, and they agreed to provide me with an implementation plan within 6 weeks, which I will then take to government.
One of the reports looked at the practice of bogus self-employment practices at RTE. How many millions more are going to have to be found to account for what RTE did?
Well, that's a process that's ongoing between the Department of Social Protection and RTE. And what the recommendation there is that they should look to intensify these negotiations, and also within 3 months of the publication of the report, so 3 months from yesterday, they should look at a mediation process to see how that could be fast-tracked.
Has a figure been set aside yet?
Well, RTE have, in the report, it's referred to as 15 million, but I know that the DG in a committee said it could be 20 million. And I have asked New Era to examine that contingency money there.
Do you think it'll be more than that?
Well, that's why I've asked New Era to examine that.
Before I let you go, Ireland qualified for the Eurovision Song Contest final last night, only our second time in 10 years. What happens if we win?
Well, firstly, can I just congratulate Bambi Thug on such an electric performance last night. I was watching it with my children, and I think we were all expecting that this would be the year that they would progress to the final. And I just thought it was a fantastic night and a hopeful night for us all. And look, if we win, let's celebrate that moment.
Can we afford a win?
Look, let's just wish Bambi Thug the very, very best of luck. I think all of us are behind them and delighted with their success.
Wish them all luck. Media Minister Catherine Martin, thank you very much for speaking to us from our Oireachtas studio this lunchtime.